Yeah.
All right, let's have some more questions. Where are the questions? Let's go right at the back there, in the back corner with the white shirt. Thank you.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi there. Hi, Brian. Thanks a lot. How good are you at listening to music you hate? When you listened to John Peel, there was music you didn't like, but you trusted him. And now we curate ourselves, we have hit lists, we follow people on Twitter, we slag people off we don't like, we tune out the things we don't like. So artists may be great, but how are we as fans now? Have we become just a bit more selfish?
I think we've become more nichey, because it's easy to be more nichey. You know, I had this idea that I told Jeff Bezos once, the guy who runs Amazon, that, you know, they have the thing in Amazon where you order a few books and then they keep showing you more of the same kind of books. And you think, for Christ's sake, I know enough about medieval chivalry now, please. So I suggested to him that they have a thing that comes up saying, people who've ordered this book have never ordered any of these books. Still not implemented, I might say. But I think, well, two things have happened. First is that in the 60s, which of course is when people of my generation were first really listening passionately to music, there wasn't that much music to listen to. You know, there was a real bottleneck, which was the record companies could only release so many a year. The radio could only play so many. So there weren't that many things to listen to. So pretty much everybody knew everything that was going on. Everybody knew who Jimi Hendrix, Cream, the Beatles, the Rolling Stones, the Grateful Dead, whatever else, who they were and had a feeling about them. But now there are whole areas of music that have big sections in record racks and whole websites, whole cultures around them. I have no idea what's going on in them at all. So I think music has expanded and branched out in just like a sort of evolutionary tree. So it's impossible to keep up with everything that's going on. I mean, Peel was absolutely the best curator, really. He was a wonderful curator because he was adventurous and he was kind of unembarrassed, too, about his tastes. He was also unembarrassed about his mistakes, as when he played the first album I made with Fripp, backwards.
Because you'd taken it on tape, hadn't you?
You'd gone in on tape. And we used to store tapes, tails out, it was called. But the BBC didn't. They stored them heads out. So they put the tape on and it played the whole of a 20-minute side backwards. And I tried to ring the BBC and say, you're playing it backwards. And the receptionist wouldn't put the call through. So he played the whole thing backwards. And then later on in the show, he flipped to the other side and played of that backwards as well.
Did you like it backwards? Did it sound good?
I didn't really.
No, okay.
I'd like to say it was absolutely wonderful and we decided to release it that way.
Yeah.
I mean, we still do have that option, the John Peel remix.
Yeah.